This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Masks are now required in national parks. Visitors, employees, and contractors must wear masks indoors and even outside in crowded spaces. That's regardless of whether or not you have been vaccinated. It applies to all of Colorado's national parks: Rocky Mountain, Great Sand Dunes, Mesa Verde, and Black Canyon of the Gunnison. Traffic is now allowed through Glenwood Canyon on I-70, but weather still threatens to close the road again. CDOT's chief engineer Steve Harrelson tells Colorado Matters the storm that caused the destructive mudslide was an exceptionally large storm.
It rained somewhere between 3 and 4 inches in less than 45 minutes or an hour. I think even had we not had fire scars, that rainstorm would have caused problems.
Harrelson says monsoon season is almost over, but that Glenwood Canyon could still see mudslides this year. The Boulder County Sheriff will test a new Tesla patrol vehicle. The department estimates the electric vehicle should be about 5 times cheaper to drive than the department's current gas-powered SUVs. It hopes those savings will cover the higher costs of the Tesla in 6 to 18 months. This is CPR News and KRCC. Fresh Air is on this hour, and we'll hear from feminist and tennis icon Billie Jean King. People who are immunocompromised should get a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccine if they've already had 2 doses of either Pfizer's or Moderna's.
These are people that never responded to the first 2 doses of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. They never generated what we call high antibody levels. And there is research now, certain people will respond to a third dose.
On the next Colorado Matters, the latest on COVID-19 boosters at 7 tonight on CPR and KRCC.